President Donald Trump announced today that he's declaring the opioid epidemic a nationwide public health emergency. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram examines what this could mean for the Philadelphia region and how a mom in Bucks County who recently lost a son to an overdose is reacting to the news.
Jackie Redner's son Joshua died in September after a 10-year battle with opioids.
Losing my son to a heroin overdose probably could have been prevented if there was different types of treatment or more treatment.
Overdose deaths in Bucks County are up 65% so far this year. Jackie Redner says she's happy to see some action from the president, but thinks the declaration of a public health emergency doesn't go far enough. The president could have instead made a different kind of emergency declaration that would have immediately made money available through federal funds reserved for natural disasters, such as hurricanes or floods.
You're losing more Americans daily through this crisis than you are through a hurricane.
David T. Jones, the commissioner of Philadelphia's Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services, shares the same view.
The declaration of a public health emergency falls a bit short.
Officials are expecting as many as 1,200 people to die of overdoses in Philadelphia this year, eclipsing last year's count of 907. Some critics say that any emergency declaration is meaningless without focusing on expanding health care coverage for people who need addiction treatment. Scott Burris heads up the Public Health Law Center at Temple University.
What we need is a strong health care system, whether the current Affordable Care Act or some sensibly, rebuilt version. We need drug treatment as part of that kind of healthcare system, and we need funds for drug treatment. We're not getting that. This won't get us that.
Burris says the president and Congress already have the power to shore up the healthcare system with or without an emergency declaration. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.